Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's a Friday morning, not a happy Friday morning. Alan, the headline this morning, if you're just waking up, at least 84 now killed in France after a truck plows into a crowd. The attack occurred during the annual Bastille Day fireworks on the promenade in Nice, France. Scores of people killed. President Hollande called it an act of terrorism.
Well, I don't think there's any question. The truck was filled with explosives, apparently. Look, this is one in a series of horrendous, terrible attacks, whether it's ISIS or an affiliated group. It is really terror, terror, terror. And I think that that's the philosophy of the ISIS group, which is to throw the world into chaos. And, you know, they're losing on the battlefield, so now they have to do this. All I have to say is that it's going to have tremendous implications, David, for the presidential election here, because the right wing will coalesce. They will say Donald Trump, for whatever reason, can protect us. Hillary Clinton can't. We have seen this in the past, in history, that this is the way that this thing works. And I have a feeling that the ISIS people feel, well, let's have the right winger there and let's get this on, because it'll be even better for us when it comes to chaos. That's what I think is going to happen as this thing unfolds. I am going to bet that these kinds of events actually help Donald Trump.
What about Hillary Clinton in comparison to Trump, as you say? But in the past, you know, she's been seen more hawkish, hasn't she?
I don't have any question about that. She is hawkish, and that bothers some of her left-wing allies in the Democratic Party. But I'm pretty sure that her only available response now is going to be to lay on the coal and to make sure that people perceive her as appropriately tough to do this. Look, we have seen from Golda Meir to other women in history, we have seen that women can do what they need to do at a time like this. And my bet is that if you take a look at Angela Merkel and others, they are not seen as patsies in any way. But I'm pretty sure events dictate the way in which people operate, David.
Alan, the conventions are coming up. We start with the Republican convention next week. What are you thinking now about what's happening?
Well, it does look like he's going to do something very conventional at this convention. And that, of course, is to nominate Mr. Pence. Now, because of the Nice thing, he has put off the nomination. That can either mean something or nothing. He was due to make the announcement today. He says he's not going to do it because of what happened in France. And that might be a last-minute hitch for Pence. But this is pure conventional politics in that you get Indiana. It's a state which you need to win. Dan Quayle, everybody else who has been nominated for that job has happened just purely out of identifying that as a logistical must for winning the election. And so Pence, who is an extreme conservative in many ways, is going to have to reassure Republicans and remember that Trump needs their money and needs their help. He is one of the toughest anti-abortion people, pro-life in the country. And you're going to see a guy, Trump, who has always indicated that he wasn't so sure about this, is now going to be seen as in the pockets of those people who are doing this kind of pro-life activism.
I saw former Virginia Governor Tim Kaine campaigning for Hillary Clinton yesterday, Alan, and using the slogan, Trump likes to fire, we want to hire, and the issue of her vice presidential pick.
Well, yeah, he's seen as one of the people who are at the top of the list. Virginia is important. I've been getting letters saying, why not Bernie? Well, it can't be Bernie, folks, as much as you may love him, because the politics of this situation are, in order to win, you got to get the middle. And you don't go further left in your party, you go to the right. That's why Bernie, having said that he would campaign for her, that he would endorse her, is very important right now. But no, as much as you may want Bernie Sanders to be the vice presidential pick, or you may want Elizabeth Warren, that ain't going to happen. Kaine looks to me like a very good pick.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you, and have a great weekend to you and the listeners.
We all will, and I second your motion.